Dictation for Michael Doran, D-O-R-A-N, June 3rd or 3, 1952. Michael, a 71-year-old gentleman, underwent an elective cardiovascular surgery at Sparrow in Lansing. Complications requiring starting on dialysis, was there for about 5 weeks. He has a history of diabetes, hypertension, cirrhosis of the liver. He was not aware of any prior kidney abnormalities. Creatinine was 0.9 to 1 as a baseline. He underwent a one-vessel coronary artery bypass, mitral valve repair, and aortic valve replacement with a biological tissue. He's dialyzing 3 hours, 3 days a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at ALMA, A-L-M-A. He still has a lot of generalized edema. His urine output in the 300 to 500. Appetite is improving. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. There was diarrhea probably from antibiotics, but improving without any blood or melena. He has an infection on the vein donor on the left lower extremity. One of those medications is vancomycin. He is more physically active. Edema around the adipose tissue, abdomen. Lower extremity. Edema. He's not having any chest pains. He has some dyspnea, but no purulent material hemoptysis. Has not been using any oxygen at home. Does use CPAP machine. Minimal cough, no sputum production. Denies gross pruritus. Next paragraph, past medical history for long-term diabetes. He goes to the eye doctors. There has been no diabetic retinopathy. Does have minor peripheral neuropathy, present in no foot ulcers. He's not aware of TIA's stroke, carotid artery disease, or peripheral vascular disease. He has cirrhosis of the liver, but not related to alcohol, question medications. At the same time, there has been no complications of portal hypertension, esophageal varices, gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, peritonitis or ascites. Did receive blood transfusion in the hospital post cardiovascular surgery. Denies event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, a remote history of kidney stones as a young person, 17 years old. Passed by itself, doesn't know the type, no recurrence. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, reported side effects, allergy to penicillin. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral cataracts, gallbladder, right hip surgery, right knee surgery, right ankle Achilles tendon repair, the above cardiovascular surgery, left shoulder dislocation surgery when he was young. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice the presence of metformin that will be contraindicated on dialysis, and he is on vancomycin, also Trulicity and Glipizide. Please refer to the chart for all this report. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Awake, alert, oriental sign 3, no respiratory distress. He wears glasses, no facial asymmetry, no gross JVD, palpable thyroid lymph nodes. Lungs are completely clear, bilateral. No pleural effusion consolidation wheezings. No gross arrhythmia. Distant breath sounds, but no pericardial rap. S1, S2 appears normal. Abdomen distended, tympanic, maybe some degree of ascites. There is edema under the skin, abdominal wall, lower extremities to the mid-chest. There is no gangrene. Pulses are palpable but decrease. I don't see the cuvitae on the heels. He's moving four extremities. No focal deficit. Mild decrease hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries. Taxin removal on 3 hours is poor at 1.18. This is through a left-sided tunnel dialysis catheter, 3 hours. Hemoglobin at 9. Good levels of iron, 724, saturation 32%. Poor nutrition, albumin 2.9, with a potassium of 4.2. Elevated phosphorus 7.2. No calcium available, PTH 179. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury. Likely ATN post cardiovascular events, one vessel bypass, aortic valve replacement, mitral valve repair. Creatinine was running 6 or more, presently 2.3. Urine borderline oliguric. We are going to do a 24-hour urine collection, including a urea creatinine clearance. Urea creatinine clearance. To see if he has gained enough kidney function to be off dialysis. Continue restricted diet, sodium, potassium, phosphorus fluid. If he is still dialysis dependent, clearance is poor, we will need to increase time to 3:15 or 3.5 hours. Blood pressure runs low on midodrine. Might not be able to use any diuretics. Offer an extra dialysis days to catch up on the fluid. Monitor albumin, given his history of cirrhosis of the liver, that will be important. In terms of anemia management, just started on EPO type medications, has good levels of iron. Of course, they are acute phase reactants. Potential phosphorus binders, metformin needs to be discontinued. For diabetes, alternative medications will be adjusted. He understands there is a chance that kidneys might not recover enough to be off dialysis. I do not have information about echo, ejection fraction, post above procedures. Further advice to follow, enter dictation,